Hello, my name is Magdala Ramirez, and I'm very happy to be with you today. Today we're going to be talking about the prophecies that comes from everywhere in the world. I have been in a journey of looking for ancestral writings, and oh my gosh, it has been an amazing journey, and all these prophecies from everywhere in the world are talking about the return of the divine feminine, that sacred woman that it is leading the way, that sacred woman that recognizes herself and who she is and the realm that she is and the realm that she's stepping on it, and in that way changing the vibration everywhere in the world. I was observing in one of these writings, these comments of Magdala and the Christ. She was saying that she's afraid to bring her wisdom forward because Peter, who was a very chauvinist man, was always attacking her every time that she speaks. And the Christ answered to her, "Wisdom can never be stopped. You are unstoppable." And you see, that really, really hold into my heart. Here is the woman asking for that wisdom that she has within herself to be honored. She feels victim. She feels that she cannot really be. She feels like she needs to be intimidated by a system that she has always has been oppressing her. Well, that's it. If you don't honor your wisdom, don't expect anybody to honor it. Because wisdom can never be stopped. It's not that he was given permission. It was just that he bring that statement just to say, it is you, wisdom, that I'm talking to you. You cannot be stopped. When I see all these ancient writings and for so many civilizations everywhere that they are talking about that beautiful divine feminine Christ, it is coming forward and leading the way, and everybody's waiting for her everywhere. Everybody's thinking, okay, somebody's going to show up in here and save us. The truth is that it is you. It is you, the one. It is that part of you that it is the time for you to stand up and honor your wisdom and break those chains that it has been so much enslaving you. And you can just break them by a word of liberation within your own self. It is you, the one that holds the secret. It is you, the one who is in perfect alignment with the Great Mother, the one that created you. It is you that with her hand, you have the many with you. For it is indeed the one, it is contained in the whole, and the whole is in the one. And through that holding hands with the Great Mother, it is how you're going to see this, how you're going to be able to embrace who you are, because it is you, that divine Christ feminine. It is you, the one who's making those changes. You know, 2,000 years ago, here she is. And she was talking about how she was feeling to bring it forward, her wisdom. It haven't changed in 2,000 years, huh? But it is changing now. You are bringing the changes. Look what is the situation in your community. Look what is the situation in the world. Countries against countries. Women against women. Look what is the situation with your own families in a system that it has been enslaving human beings for a very, very long time. The system is dying. Let them die. Because it is you the one that it is merging. It is you the one who has that wisdom. It is you, the daughter of the Great Mother, the one who stand up and say it and said, enough is enough. It is you, the one that it is able to change the way of living, the way of perception. It is you, the one who makes the changes in your governments, that it is enslaving so many people, including children being in cages like United States. It is you, the one who it is able to overcome every differences, yes, in your story. You do have a thick layer of pain and suffering. Yes, I understand that. And that the story needs to be told. Yes, it needs to be told in order to heal that part in you. But there is another you that recognizes those ancient times. Before that thick layer. That thick layer, it creates more and more and more separation when it is not being healed. And you're waiting for somebody to come and heal you. And you're waiting for somebody to say it first. And you're waiting for somebody to bring the changes when it is you the one who can bring those changes. It is you the one that it is able to forgive and liberate yourself, transmute yourself, transmute your story. The story that you repeated and repeated and repeated about you, that it keeps you lower. Change the story. Heal the parts of you that it feels separated. And do what you have come here to do. Because it is through you how your family is going to get it. If you don't say it, you think that the system is going to tell them? No. It is your wisdom, the one that brings those changes. And that wisdom that you are, it is truly poking in that mirror of everyone around it. And respect to everyone's wisdom. Honor the wisdom. Honor that connection that people have everywhere in the world. This one. The one that created you. It is inside of you. And it is that connection through love that gives you the power. It gives you the force to stand up and bring the changes in your life. Otherwise, if you don't bring that new understanding, nothing is going to change. You're seeing the same movie over and over and over again, thinking that one day that movie is going to change. No, it's not. It's not going to change until you change the channel, until you raise your vibration, until you feel that power that it is in the core of your being. Because that power also contains the many. The Great Mother is everywhere in the world connecting. We have now in this radio talk more than 20,000 people. And this is just in this radio talk. It is everywhere. And that connection contains all the connection of all the people, because once you hear this radio, you know exactly what I mean. And that it is a seed in you. And you have been a seed of light. You come here as a seed. And now it is the time for you to bloom. You're not a seed anymore. You're putting the seeds everywhere around you, every time that you honor your wisdom. And say it. reclaim your power. You see, we're not here to empower you. We're here to tell you where your power resides, because that power does not depend on anybody but you. It is you, my sister, the one who has been leading the way where you are leading your people. There is many other realms besides this one, higher, stronger, that is actually much more natural for all human beings in the way that we were created, in a good way, with that divine spark. These realms contains many other worlds, because one world is contained in the many, and the many are contained in the one. It is you, by changing your perception, your perspective, and see what it is beyond your physical eyes, what is going to take you there. And by honoring your wisdom, you are awakening all these very beautiful senses that they were natural for you. Don't accept the distortion. Don't accept all this lower consciousness as normal. It is not normal for you. It is not normal for anybody. That was distorted. And depends on you if you want to keep on perpetuating that distortion or you're moving forward. All these prophecies that I have been reading about it, it is very beautiful to see that the stories indeed are being repeated. But we need to change the story. And one person cannot do it. You can only do it through holding hands with the one that created you, through that alignment, because that alignment, it is the many. It is not only you connecting. It is not only you aligning with the Great Mother. We are so many, and we are together in this. I can feel your force. I guess you can feel mine too, for I am you. We are bringing this one forward in such a big, beautiful manner. But we do need to take that responsibility. Those prophecies about the temples of the feminine being destroyed and the stories being repeated, well, guess what? It has been changed already. That's why we are able to even talk to you. Because we did have the same story, and we needed to create a different story and stand up and say it. And it did happen. The same stories that the Christ was talking about, it is being fulfilled in you. The same stories of the ancestors in Quetzalcoatl, in Citlalmina, the sleeping woman, that it needed to be awakened. It is awake and it is in you. Ixchel, that she promised to come back. It is you. Can you take that responsibility? It is the feminine leading the ways. Just like so many tribes also in United States, so many, many tribes, they say women is the backbone. You know, the things are not over until she said so, and she's not saying it. She is an spirited being, recognizing that from her, her children depend, and her love, it is so strong that it will heal absolutely every pain and separation and suffering, because she has the Spirit of God. She is one with the Great Mother. And so are you. So are you, my sister. So are you, my mother, my daughters. Oh, beautiful children of God, it is the time for you to raise. And raise your consciousness. Bring your hearts up. Bring that spirited being that you are. And begin to bring that voice and say, enough is enough. We know better. We know how to do this, for I am here in this time and space for a reason. And if you're listening to me right now, it is you, yes, you personally, the one that it is able to stand up and change it. You're not slave. The daughter of the Great Mother is no slave, is no servant of anyone. She has the power of the mother. For so is the mother, so is the daughter. It is our time, my sister. Don't wait for anybody to do your job. It is you and me together. We can do this. It is not about anything else but the bonding of love and the merging with the one that created you. That voice of liberation, it is in you. That voice that it will change everything, it is you. I go to many ceremonies, many gatherings, and I shake some feathers. I bring that voice of the feminine, because that voice, it is you and me. In me and you. But one person cannot do this by herself. It is all of us. All of us, children of God, children of the Son, that it is able to jump into the next evolution of the human being, into that next level of consciousness. Into that understanding of who we are. Just like the grandmother says, you know, shake your nawas, you have some work to do. You know, shake your skirts and know that you have all the assistance and all the power to bring this one forward. Help your sisters. Because it's helping yourself. We are one. All your sisters around you, they are mirrors. You want to create a better world. And you are waiting for something to happen, that happens magically. Well, I'm telling you, it is you the one who brings that magic. It is you, the one that helps to bring this one forward. So it is in my brothers. You do have that feminine inside of you. Listen to her, because she knows the way. Observe her like a hawk. Women are your teachers of love. Women are the ones who has been teaching you how to transmute yourself. But you need to make the work. And the work has to do by don't be afraid of love. Don't be afraid of this incredible force that it is connecting with that divine feminine. Because she is the one that it is leading the way. Don't be a slave of the system. But rebel. Bring that voice that says enough is enough, as I am telling you. It is you, the one that it is fulfilling the prophecies. It is you, the one who change it. It is you, the one who bring that voice from the core of your being, and it is able to move the mountains. It is you, the one that when you're standing in this very beautiful realm of Mother Earth, you can feel her force giving you the next octave of your evolution. But you do need to be that spirited woman. And that spirited woman resides in the alignment with the one that created you. Listen to that voice, my sister. Help by helping yourself, for I am your other you. It is that new human being that recognized that original vibration, the one that it is able to help to make the things better. We do need donations in our radio talk to continue. We do need all these things in these realms to bring the ceremonies of the feminine, ancient ceremonies that in so many ways is making the people remember. We have the next ceremony, Moon Dance, by the 23 to the 28 in the sacred land. Come! Doors is open. You have right now opening this very amazing, beautiful wisdom within your own self. And it is up to you if you want to fulfill that prophecy. If you love your children so much, if you love all your community so much, your family so much, do what you have come here to do. You have all the assistance and all the power to do this. Let's do this together. It is true that you do need to face your own fears by yourself, but it is also truth that we are dancing together in this one. It is about humanity, and it starts with you. Only you can reach yourself. Only you can choose to make that alignment with the one that created you. We have the school online going, and we are open for registrations. There is very amazing, powerful lessons where it shows you where is your spiritual work. All human beings right now, it is facing their spiritual work. It is very powerful to have some assistance in this. Join us. Help us to maintain this radio talk. Help us to bring those ceremonies back for women. For it takes one single woman that it heals herself, that it makes the path for the many to heal themselves too. It takes one single woman that decided to align with the Great Mother, that it would bring the changes in the world, because in that moment she's raising her consciousness. Yes, she is a warrioress. She's not afraid to see her own issues, her own situations, and she has the force to overcome it. It is you, the one that the prophecies are talking about. Remember who you are. I love you. I hope you can see your love and feel that love. I can feel your love. And together we can do this. It is the time for the sisterhood to really kick in. And sisters helping sisters. Whatever is this love, here comes the spirit. And that it is the real help. That is the assistance that we have. I am you. I'm always with you, no matter what. And I know that you are with me. We need your donations to keep on going. There is this nonprofit that we create, so it will help with the taxes and such. Help us to bring all these things forward. For it is our time to fulfill the prophecies. Tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate. I am you.